Vaccines for the youngest children. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The director of the CDC has approved the kids' COVID-19 vaccines after a recommendation from an advisory board earlier today.
The advisors unanimously approved the opening of vaccines to kids as young as 6 months old. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine doses for kids under 5 years old were okayed by the FDA on Friday. Pfizer's vaccine is for kids 6 months through 4 years. The dose is one-tenth of the adult dose. Three shots are needed. Moderna's sequence is two shots, each a quarter of the adult dose, given about 4 weeks apart for kids 6 months old through 5 years old. Doses are expected to be administered starting next week.
Fox's Kevin Uransky, a 27-year veteran of the Philadelphia Fire Department, was killed early this morning after getting trapped inside a collapsed building. Fox's Jonathan Seri.
Firefighters were able to get the fire under control within just a matter of minutes, but it's after they went inside to inspect the damage that things went terribly wrong. The other trapped firefighters were taken to the hospital. All of them were reported in stable condition. As for the building inspector, he was treated and released.
Four rescued firemen are hospitalized in stable condition. In Houston, a police officer was shot in the leg before a suspect barricaded himself and fired more rounds at officers. Houston Executive Assistant Police Chief James Jones.
We determined that the suspect was possibly down. Our officers approached the apartment complex. They were able to determine the suspect was on the bed. They made entry. HFD was called. The suspect was deceased. Appears to be a self-inflicted wound.
Jones says officers never fired their guns. Columnist and PBS NewsHour commentator Mark Shields has died. He was 85. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An aide to former President Trump is pleading not guilty to contempt of Congress charges and will face trial later this year. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Former White House economic advisor Peter Navarro is pleading not guilty to contempt of Congress charges filed after he refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Navarro has cited executive privilege, refusing to testify for a deposition or provide documents requested. A federal judge set a trial for November, rejecting a request to delay the trial until next year from Navarro's legal team, who argue constitutional and legal questions must be litigated. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two U.S. military veterans who went missing while fighting in Ukraine last week have appeared on Russian state TV.
My name is Alexander Druki. I am against war.
Druki and Andy Nguyen are both from Alabama. They're believed to be the first Americans captured in the conflict. The two men are being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbass region of Ukraine. Want a pair of new snakeskin boots? Florida has pythons to hunt. Fox's Evan Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Florida is setting a new python challenge for the Florida Everglades in August. A hunter who bags the most giant invasive snakes can take home a $2,500 prize.
But we really wanted to supercharge those efforts and get more and more pythons out of the Everglades so that the rest of our wildlife there could thrive.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the pythons have no natural predator in the Everglades and are blamed for destroying populations of indigenous animals. Hunters wanting to participate need to register with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.